What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back here, episode 2 of the Grant Leonard Show here with JR, Coach Grant Leonard, and his assistant Dan Bailey today. Talk about the Queens University basketball team who last night got a big win at home with the Curry Arena, came back late, held them off, and got the job done. How was the last night, G? Opening night for you guys, man, at home.
First, the atmosphere was rocking. So the Levine Center was rolling. The student section is probably the biggest it's ever been, and the atmosphere, it was so loud and intense. Coaches couldn't even hear their play calls, but it was a great college basketball, you know, game overall, but also environment. So really, really testament to our fans and our crowd and our students especially.
No doubt. That's what it boils down to, man, getting them students out there, getting them involved, man, because that helps, man. It really does, that environment, man. And seeing what you all are building over there, man, is like, they see what you're doing, man. It's great to see it. I was like, I watched it on my phone, kind of keeping an eye on the score. I was like, come on now. Put it on off, man.
Hey, we just made enough free throws late to win that game, but our guys really, really did a good job with the line late in the game, and we're able to ice it out.
No doubt, G, it's about that, man. Being down, but having your guys come back late, you know, staying with it, staying with the game plan, not getting down. I letting the game take them off, get it thirsty. But hey, we're gonna make a run late, and your veterans and your young guys stepped up, made sure, you know, you held them off, man, and get that job done, you know, last night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had one freshman in particular who had really his first extended game playing, Kobe George, and he came in a huge three, huge free throw, huge finish at the rim, and he did a really good job for us. I was really excited to see him get his feet wet, you know, in college basketball and have a great first game.
And no doubt, and of course, your vet, man. AJ McKee, that doing his thing late, man, getting that foul call, free throws for you guys, knocking them down, because we all know free throws are very important. So knocking them down late, man, and getting the job done. So talk about him as well, man, over these first three games as well, but just showing him that veteran leadership, not letting losses at Marshall, Southern Illinois carry over to game number three.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vet. He's been, this is his fifth year in the program, and he's actually still just a junior. And but Charlotte native, just scored his 1,000th point last night. So big deal for him. We had two guys cross the 1,000 point barrier, him and BJ McLaurin. And but he, you know, he understands what it is. And, you know, last game and the games before don't matter. The most important game of the season is the next one. And I thought he was laser focused and really disciplined all game. And late in the game, wanted the ball in his hands, knew he'd make the right decision.
No doubt. G, talk about this man, from the improvement you've seen from your team from Marshall to now. I know it's tough on the road against Dan Antonio, the way those guys run. You know, Missouri Valley team, Southern Illinois, tough team as well. And the same, but you got to compete. You guys still competed, kept it. You know, start off slow in Southern Illinois, but still competed very, very well. Talk about the improvement you saw from game one to game three as you head into game four down the road here, man.
Yeah, the hugest difference has been ball security. You know, we had a lot of turnovers early in that Marshall game, early in the Southern Illinois game. But second half for Southern Illinois to now, we had five turnovers last night. So in the last three halves of basketball, we've had 10 turnovers total. And I thought the most important thing we got to do as we get better offensively, we've got to get a shot at the rim. And our guys have done a really good job of executing. And I think we got a lot of stuff to clean up. We got to do a better job on the glass and checking out, rebounding, but also seeing some early kicks as we get the ball in the paint. But I thought we did a good job taking care of the ball, making sure we got a shot at the rim every play.
Yeah, G, like those live ball turnovers kill you every time, man. I think that's the biggest thing. If we don't want turnovers at all, but let them not be live ball turnovers. Those are the killers of everything. Yeah, you make a transition. So I'm trying to teach these fans ball, G. I'm trying my best to teach these fans ball. What we got going on here, brother?
Hey, live ball turnovers, man. They transition. We didn't know how good or bad our defense was because we weren't getting it set. Because teams were kind of, you know, we were turning the ball over and they had advantages on us. And I don't care what kind of team you have, you're not going to do well in those situations. But now I think we got to see that our defense is pretty good when it's set last night, because we were able to get a shot at the rim and get our guys back on defense and keep them out of transition.
Yeah, and get that rebound too. Close the position with the rebound. you got to get that ball for sure. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, we got to be happy for you, G. You're doing big things over there at Queens. And so, man, it's just, man. So, as the rest of this week goes, man, today for you guys, it's an off day, or you're going to practice a little bit, get ready for next game, brother?
No, today we're going to take our day off for the week, and our guys will get a complete day off, mental and physical. And as a staff, and I'm sitting here with Dan Bailey, as a staff, we're going to go over the game. We're going to do our grade outs for our players. But we're going to spend that time trying to put this game to kind of bed for our players, and then get ready for the next game Saturday versus Fairfield. And without the staff that we have, none of that would be possible, because they all kind of have their areas that they clean up. And Coach Bailey's our rebounding coordinator, and he's got a lot to do, because we got out rebounded the last two games. Yeah. And so we got some work to do to clean up on the glass.
Pressure on you, Dave. Pressure on you.
Yeah, we just got to work and get it done, see what we can improve on, take one day at a time.
Now, Dan, let me ask you this, brother. Glad to have you on the show as well. How cool is it to be coaching at your alma mater, man? How cool is that, brother?
Oh, it's great. Like I said, I enjoyed last night. Just, you know, to see, like, guys put a Queens jersey on. I'm a proud alum, you know what I mean? So I want our guys to enjoy the experience, because I think they are. In an environment like last night, it just makes it all better to be alumni now, to be on the coaching staff, being a part of their story.
No doubt, man. And for you, did you see yourself coming back into coaching after you left Queens to go play overseas? Did you see yourself coming back to getting the coaching and want to really be a part of his Queens University, because you all transitioned to D1 and build this thing out with G over here, man?
Yeah, I mean, I always, like I said, I always enjoyed, like, being around the game. And I did some coaching, you know, AAU, working with kids and stuff. I always said it had to be the right fit in the right moment. And, you know, when G got the coaching job here, I came up and met with him. You know, he offered me the job. He wanted me to be part of staff. And it just, everything just felt like perfect. Like, of course, it was home. But, you know, be with this guy right here, and then, you know, learning from him, being with our staff. I mean, I love all the guys in the office. It's like, I enjoy coming to work every day.
And that's the biggest thing, man. When you enjoy where you work in, enjoy the people you work around, man. That's one of the things. That's one thing I know about G. G cool as hell, man. He's smooth and cool with it, man.
You know, it's crazy. JR, it's crazy. I got the job on Wednesday, and I called DB later that afternoon and was like, hey, man, can you come in Friday? I'd like to sit down with you. And he had no idea, but he sat down and I offered him the job and super glad he accepted it and knew he would represent Queens with pride and do what it took to get this program to the next level.
No doubt, man. Like, I guess it's not so much pride because, you know, this is something that you was a part of. Like, even on the cooking trail, G and DB, he can quit telling a young man, I was in your shoes. I know in the ends, I was at Queens University. So, like, how's that when you talk to a young man in recruiting, whether it be a high school kid, JUCO, or a portal kid, but you really know the Queens experience top to bottom because you played there?
Yeah, I just think Queens is a special place, you know what I mean? Of course, you got the city of Charlotte, but I just think the people here, it's a group of people that want the young person to succeed in all aspects of their lives, you know? And I think once you get on campus here and you see, you can feel that, everybody wants to be successful. Like you said, the guys in our office, we want our guys to be the best players they can be. It's all about them. Then once they get here and they grasp that, they can just become whatever they want to be in life. Whether that's to continue to play basketball in the business world, you know, being a father, growing as a man, is anything you can accomplish here at Queens.
And Charlotte is growing like crazy, too. Mecklenburg County is growing like crazy. You know, that whole area is growing like crazy. So a young man goes to Queens here, hey, you're set up for life because Charlotte is booming. It's pretty much a mini Atlanta to a degree, if you ask me, what you all doing up there, man. So in Uptown Charlotte, I love it so much. So I won't go into that. But it's been something you got going up there, man. It's special what you got going up there. You got G and in charge, man. Like, you building something, bro. Y'all doing something big up there, man, for real.
We appreciate that, man. Yeah. We try to take it one day at a time. As we tell our guys, you got to be in the present. And got to work today to just get 1% better today. As a player, as a student, you know, as a person in this community, you know, make the community better. If we can get that, if we can accomplish that as a individual and as a group, our program's going to be a good place.
And DB, let me ask you this, man, for you. I know you're big on developing player skills, man. And how do you go about evaluating a young man, then breaking down what he needs to get better at to help him become a better player, hopefully play in the NBA overseas just as you did?
I mean, I think it's a full aspect approach. You know, like I said, a lot of kids, they want, like I said, we talk about being one day at a time. They want to say, hey, in 4 years from now, I want to be a pro. But, like, that starts today. You know what I mean? That starts by going to sleep early at night, waking up, eating breakfast, getting to class, doing your work, coming to practice, being mentally focused. So I think a lot of times my conversation with the guys isn't so much, hey, man, like, you need to work on this move. It's more so like you need to work on the process of becoming a pro mentally every day before you can even get to that mindset to be there, you know? So I think, like I said, it's a long process, but like our guys are locked in. And if you see this wall behind us, a lot of guys that G coach and that played at Queens that became pros. I think it's all about that 1% getting better every day and locking and winning that day. So I think that's what we're really good at here in developing pros.
DB and G, it's so big for you to say that because been around the NBA the way I am, I see how the guys approach walkthroughs, shoot arounds, practice, working on their own after practice, the stay ready games. Everything is for a reason. Everything has a purpose. I think sometimes young players don't understand that about the game, that everything we do is for a purpose to get you holistically better, whether it be with your body, your nutrition, your own court, your mental, your film work, your prep. Everything has a reason. I think the young men who catch on that quicker are the better players and the ones who have the desire to enjoy the suck or enjoy the hard, enjoy that process of getting 1% better or becoming the best players. I mean, what you all do is finding the guys who embody that mentality.
That's part of the process. It's not always about the most talented guys, but it's about the guys who are going to live with it and do it the right way. You know, just little things that you just never even know. Like, hey, guys, if we got to have names on the pass list in by a certain time, you know, and certain guys are like, that stuff doesn't matter. It matters. It all matters. And how they approach each day and what they're trying to do to get better. Those are the guys that you see over time. They keep working, they break through. And so it's not just about talent. You got to have talent, but it is about how you approach it.
No doubt. Like, I'll give you an example about myself, GMDB. I wasn't the best basketball player. I'm better at football. But I know in basketball, if I can shoot, hustle, defend, rebound, I can get on the court. Like, also, you know, man, having to know their skill set. I'd already have time to put in the work on the court the way I wanted to because I was a better football player. But I could shoot, defend, rebound. Those things can just – those you can do those things on your own without having to do too much. So it also knowing your skill set, knowing your role, and being excelling in your role, getting better at your role every day as well, and accepting that role and being part of a team and knowing everybody on this chain has a piece to play to make us successful.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And just knowing what your skill set is, what your strengths are, and playing to that can be a huge deal. I know, you know, Coach Bailey was this, when he graduated, he was the second all-time leading rebounder in Queens history. And so trying to do that with our coaching staff too. I know he's an exceptional rebounder. Let's let him use that to build his voice with our players and make it an emphasis to our team. And he does an unbelievable job breaking it down. And, you know, we got some work to do in that area, but I know Coach Bailey will do it.
And rebounding DB and G is a want-to thing. You know, that's a want-to. That's a, hey, we go get in there, make some space, block out, jump for the ball, hustle. Those things don't really take skill. It's just a matter of wanting to do it, learn the craft of it, but wanting to do it. And that's what I feel like, hustling, playing hard to get on the floor, defending, putting your hands up. It's a want-to thing. Not so much a skill involved. It's about a want-to and a must to do it. Because those things travel. Shots will not go down. But that travels.
100%.
Now, and also, let me ask you, this is a G and DB. How was it cool to coach the D2 in the basketball tournament this summer, man? How cool was that, man, doing that?
It was really awesome, man, and having DB with me on staff. But I think the biggest thing was we got to represent, you know, all of D2, and we had a few Queens players on there. But to see players and meet players from other programs and have them share their experiences and guys kind of talk a little trash, like, hey, we won this national championship. Hey, we beat you in this regional final. But to watch them as they're going through their pro careers and different parts of it, some of them earlier in their pro careers, some of it, you know, some of those guys are getting their feet wet in some real big-time leagues. It's just awesome to see those guys bond and really share that experience and represent the entire Division II mantra and show that those guys can play with the big boys.
No doubt. And now, GR and DB, I feel this way too, man. These two players can play. It's just they don't get the same notoriety as the D1 guys because they're not on ESPN all the time. And if you just give some guys a chance to show what they can do, they can compete for roster spots too. A lot of these guys at D1 are not the best players in the world, in my opinion, because I'm watching it right now. So, like, I talked to a guy with a team the other day, said that players can't remember the plays and concepts. Just on talent. They're there.
I think there's a lot of the best D2 players, the reason why they're good is their hunger. They have the chip on their shoulder. They've kind of been overlooked and they want to prove people wrong. And I've seen a lot of Division II players have great pro careers because of that. You know, that it's never been entitled to them and they've always had to fight for it and work for it. And I think that's the type of mantra our team still has, even though we're Division I now, is we always got to be the scrappiest team. And I thought last night, second half, we really embodied that and won most of the loose balls late in the game, and that's why we came out ahead.
No doubt, and that's something like you watched. Like I said last year, watching you, like you know, you may have been under talented a little bit, but you still fought like heck. You know, your guys played hard, they took on the shoulder, like even to the end of the A-Sum tournament, you won a game, you fought through that, man. Like just your guys play hard for you, and they really embody that mindset of just chip on their shoulders, get the job done, and I think having that chip is also going to be there to help you get over the hump because when you have that want to and that drive, man, it does wonders for a team, for sure.
For sure.
Man, well, good, man. G and DB, good to have you on the show today, the Grant Leonard Show, man. After a win, baby. After a win. We love those, man.
Yes, sir. We definitely do. Needed that.
Everything's better after a win. Food tastes better, you know, sleep a little better. And wake up today, and the sun, it's not even sunny outside, but it feels like it is.
And last point, G, for those who want to donate to you all, how can they do? How can they donate to the Queens basketball program? Those who want to give you some money.
Yeah, we got a link that I can send you. You can put it at the end of the show, and it goes right to our account. And
okay,
be great about that. You can designate it for men's basketball, and it'll go towards men's basketball. We appreciate anything. You know, there's no gift too small or too big. And we've had a lot of a record-breaking year in fundraising. But, hey, the more people get involved, the better. And we appreciate the support.
No doubt. Well, folks, donate to Queens Men's Basketball. We'll link out to you with the show as well. So thank you for listening to the Grant Leonard Show episode 2 with assistant coach DB as well. So folks, Queens had a big week this week. We'll talk to G in 2 weeks about that as well. We'll see recap some more games with him, man. So Chip Lee's Royals, man. Keep going, guys. I'm looking forward to it, brothers.
Appreciate you, JR.
Thank you, man.
Anytime.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.